this doctrine is a wicked false doctrine. It's not just a minor difference of opinion here. This is not just something that, oh, it's kind of cute, you know, using these Jewish terms. No, this is wicked, satanic, false doctrine. The Bible destroys it in chapter after chapter. And I'm going to tell you something. This is not something we want to be mixed up in. And let me start out with the most important part of this by establishing for you that the name that is above every name is the name of Jesus. Okay, go to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. This doctrine is a doctrine that is not biblical. It does not come from the Bible. And the people who subscribe to this doctrine do not use the Bible as their final authority. I'm going to prove that to you. And I'm also going to prove to you why you should not listen to anything that anyone has to say who subscribes to any of this doctrine. I'm going to prove that to you from the Bible. It says in Philippians chapter 2, the famous verse in verse 9, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The first error that I want to point out about this movement is referring to our Lord and Savior as Yeshua instead of Jesus. His name is Jesus, not Yeshua, okay? Now, people will say, "Oh, Pastor Anderson, you poor, ignorant English speaker. You're speaking English," and they'll say that English has just really bastardized the name of our Savior by calling him Jesus. It really should be Yeshua. Well, I've got news for you. The New Testament of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was not written in Hebrew in the first place. It never was in Hebrew. It was written in what language? Greek. The New Testament of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was written in the language of Greek. And do you know what the name of our Savior is in the Greek New Testament? Jesus. Look it up. It's spelled I-E-S-O-U-S. Jesus, or as our Spanish-speaking friends would say, Jesus, or as my German wife would say, Jesus, okay? Jesus, that is his name. And to say that there is something wrong with that name, to criticize that name, and those that are calling him Yeshua will often say, "Oh, Jesus is a pagan name." That's what they'll say. I've heard him say that Jesus is related to the false god Isis, or to the pagan group of people, Jebus. Or even that Jesus means "Hail Zeus." You know what? Anybody who teaches that the name of Jesus is a pagan name or a false name is going to split hell wide open. Amen. Tell you that right now. Anybody who has anything critical to say about the name of Jesus is not saved, because the Bible says, "No man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus Christ accursed." And the Bible clearly teaches that the name of Jesus is the only name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved.